Yes, hello. Welcome to my Fixing Trudeau stream. Oh my god, I swear, I can't do this anymore. I'm trying to fix this for the past 20 minutes. It won't work. It won't work! I can't even, not even the type. Oh my god, not even the tiniest screw. Okay, where's the thing? Let me take the battery out. Oh my god, I can't take the battery out. I am suffering. Did I lose a screw? No, I didn't. Oh my god! Another screw job! I can't wait. 1, 2, 3. Uh-oh. Oh, why is there tree screws? Why is it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Why are there 6 screws? Oh my god, what did I do? Where did the middle screw go? Oh no. I'm doomed. Okay. Deep breath, calm breath. Okay, let me just. I should take the battery out. I can't take the battery out. Okay, using the scissors might not be the best idea. Wait, battery out. Big screw, small screw. Small screw. Why are I screwed in such an awkward position? Like, where am I? Where? One screw. I don't even screw this in! Who created such a... The holes is so tiny that I can't even pick up the stupid screw. Okay. Screw in. The tiny little thing in. Okay, now the big guy goes in. I can't even place my tweezers. Oh my god, I can't even. Where are my tweezers? There we go. Hello there. Thank you for. Oh my god, enter the stupid hole! What kind of design is this? Doesn't make sense. I'm like, how do they even screw this back in? How do you even? I am angry. Screw goes on top, but then what now? Do I screw it in myself? I think it, I Okay, that was a tough one. That was a tough one. Now it's time to get the second one in. Okay, this one is hard. I don't know how to put it. Where's my... Where's my tweezers? I can't pick it up! Oh my god! Stop moving! I swear, it's possessed. Stop moving around. Stop! Moving around. I can't move it up! I will show you how small the hole is. I'm gonna show you how small the hole is. No. I'm holding on the screw for dear life. Why won't it focus? Focus, focus, focus. Okay, I think you can see it from there. Here's the hole. Let me show you the hole. The holy. I'm gonna put it here. So this is the hole. And let me circle it for you. This is the hole. Do you see? Wait, how do I send it? The hole. Okay. It's under the tweet. It's under the tweet. It's a the hole. It says the hole. Do you see that little screw on the bottom right? Who in the world has? How do you even put the screw on it? It doesn't make sense. How do I even put the screw on it? Oh my god. It doesn't make sense. Okay. I'm gonna cover this in. Enter the hole. Okay, the hole has entered. Now it's the hard part. Getting the big screw to go in. Why do you need so many screws? Enter the hole! Oh my god! This is driving me crazy. Oh my god, it won't enter the hole! It's too big for the hole! How did it even get in the first place? How did it get in the first place? No, I keep slipping! I keep slipping! The moment my tweezers get in the hole, it drops. Stop! Stop it. Stop it. Holy. I can't even pick it up. I can't even. Even my tiny tweezers can't pick it up. No! Oh my god! What is Mr. Can you please tell me what is your problem? Hello? What is your problem? Why won't you enter the hole? Why? This hole belongs to you. This is your hole. Why won't you enter the hole? This is your freaking hole! Oh my god! Enter the hole! How hard can it be? How hard I can't... Enter! Okay. Oh, not a big guy. You two are best friends, okay? You two are best friends. You are the Pumbaa to... I forgot what the lemur's name is. You're the Pumbaa to Simba. Okay? The small one goes in, the big one goes in. The small one is under you. You are always on top. So please, just don't drop, okay? Don't drop. I said don't drop. Why do you not want to be on top? What is your problem? Why don't you want to be on top? Oh my... Why don't you want to be on top? What is your problem, Mr. Screw? You tell me now, what is your problem? Mr. Screw wants to live the life of a blood. Okay. Don't fall. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I don't want to do this anymore. Oh, wait. Stop! Oh my... It will get picked by me. Why are you like this? Why are you like this? Stop. Okay, don't move. Don't fall. I'm so tired. Okay. Little screw goes in. Am I using the wrong screw? Are they all the same height? 1, 2, 3, 4. Are you the same height? Am I just... Okay, they're all the same height. Then there should be no problem. I don't get it. There's nothing. No plate that is holding you that needs screw. Literally for decoration. This thing is... Can't even take it out. Taking out the screw can't even take the platform out. It's literally just design. Why am I trying so hard for design? I might as well just not a screw line. Watch it fall apart in the stream. Go in the hole. In the hole! Ooh. Okay, it's in the hole. Okay. Don't drop it. Don't drop it. Oh my god, don't drop it. Don't drop it. Today's not fine. It's not fine. I've always been terrible with electronics. Everything I hold seems to break. I don't know why. It's like a curse. Okay, don't drop it. don't drop it. Okay. No! Oh my god, you're so close! You're so close to the hole! Why? Why do you... So close to the hole. It's this stupid screw that won't... Don't drop it. 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 Okay, okay, okay. It's in. It's in. It's in. It's in. Okay, okay. Turn. I'm gonna turn it. Oh my god, it's in! Turn. Turn! I can't tighten it. It won't tighten. Why won't you tighten? Tighten. I think it. Oh my, I'm gonna shake it. Okay, I think it's tight then. Okay, I think it's tight. Oh my god, never again. Okay, done. Done these. Now, I put the battery back. Is this hot glue gun? Whoa. The. Cable management. Okay, you know what? Better not touch anything. I might just break it. Okay, let me strap the battery in. I don't know which one is the new battery and which one is the old battery. Shoot, I'm doomed. I'm gonna play a good game of Eeny Meeny Miny Moe. Which battery is the new battery? Beep 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 beep. Okay, this one. How do I insert it in? Oh, okay. The smaller one to the bigger hole. And the bigger one to the smaller hole. Okay, got it. Now, they have this spongy. Okay, let me put the spongy in. Wait, are you upside down? No, you're not. Wait, I think you are. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm putting my chin on top of this thing. Wait, am I doing it wrongly? Why is it... Sure. the tears I'm supposed to? Okay, screwdriver in. It's so hard. I can't even. I need to press it down. How do people do this? One down, three to go. Down. Do 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 do. I might as well be called Remy the Builder. Hold on. Am I doing this upside down? Wait a minute. Is this upside down? I can't tell. Okay, I think it should be fine. I believe. It should be fine. I believe in the power of Remy the Builder. Can we fix it, Remy the Builder? No, we can't! Enter the holy. Any hole is a goal. Okay, I think it's fixed, but I don't know. Okay, no more shaking inside. I think it's sealed. I think it's sealed. I think I did a okay job. Test it before you seal it back up. You can't test it. Oh, right. I could. My Remy should probably like break it even. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? No, what do you mean by that? I'm not gonna break it. I didn't even break it in the first place. I just unscrewed the wrong screw. You know, the other day I did something really stupid. I wanted to test out the different tongue actions versus different sounds. So every time before I use my Tridio, I gotta sanitize it first. And then I did a stupid thing. I sprayed the entire Tridio with hand sanitizer. And then I forgot about it. And then I licked it. And oh my god, it's so bitter! Is that how people get drunk? Just spray hand sanitizer on your ears and then lick it up? God, it was disgusting. Tridio life is not ideal. It smells good though, because I sprayed perfume on it. I'm pretty sure you can eat perfume. Ish. Licking that pure ethanol. I had a very funny experience with ethanol. I mean, I can say it on stream again, but when I was in my science lab, my teacher was like, "Hey, everybody, I'm gonna give you some ethanol, so you can do it and mix it in the liquid and make some mixture." and then she gave, like, she had this big bottle of ethanol, and then she opened it, and she's like, "This is ethanol, okay? This is pure alcohol, okay? And you cannot drink it or else you will die." And I'm like, "But can we sniff it?" And she's like, "Better not sniff it." And then she gave it to me, and she's like, "Okay, pass it around the class. I'm gonna go to the back and take more stuff." And then I open it, and I'm like, "Everybody sniff, 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 sniff." And then everybody's like, and then when they sniffed it, everybody got dizzy. Like, woo, woo, dizzy, 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 dizzy. I sniffed it. It was fine. It was fine. And it was at that moment when I realized I truly am an alcohol god. I didn't drink it. You can die if you drink ethanol. I think you'll die or go in a coma if you drink ethanol. But another funny experience was, I'm gonna tell it on stream the next day, but for science class, we have to dissect a frog, and then I named my frog Charlie. Charlie was a frog. Charlie was a frog. And then I bought Charlie from a seafood restaurant. He was about to get slaughtered, but yes, I bought Charlie from a little closer from being eaten. And then I brought Charlie home. But I brought Charlie home. And then I put him in the kitchen. I gave him food. I didn't know what frogs eat, but like, I just gave him lettuce and I don't know, like, random vegetables. And then the next day, I brought Charlie to school. Charlie was a toad frog, like a big toad frog. They're considered a pest here, because they will eat they'll eat all those good spiders, which are good for your house. They do eat good things, but they're invasive species. There's tons of toad frogs everywhere. Like, they're so invasive, so everybody just eats them. And then, I mean, his name was Charlie, and then I spent a good 3 days with Charlie, because it was over the weekend. I give Charlie, like, random stuff to eat, and then Charlie ate some flies. It was great. I did pet Charlie. Charlie was, like, soft and slimy. Thought it was really cool. Charlie was huge. Charlie's a big boy. Like, a big boy. And then, 3 days later, I brought Charlie back to school. And then, my science teacher's like, okay, everybody. The froggies are gonna go for a sleep. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then she took... this white liquid thingy, and then she put Charlie inside, and she put the white liquid around Charlie, and she closed it off, and she's like, let's wait 15 minutes and come back. I'm like, I didn't know what's going on. And then we come back, and then all the frogs are asleep. No, it's chloroform. She used chloroform to make the froggy asleep. Like, she can't kill the froggy yet, but they gotta go into sleep. And I was a little sad because Charlie's just, like, asleep and is, like, Luke's dead. And then here comes the sad part, where we have to take nails and pin Charlie up like Jesus. I can't do it! Oh my god! I couldn't do it! I had to ask, like, I had to ask because it was a group of 10 for one frog. So I had to ask other people to do it. I can't pin Charlie up. And then they put Charlie's hands on the board and take a nail and like bounce. Oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I didn't look. And then after that, it's time to dissect Charlie. Oh my god, that memory is flowing inside my head. They had to dissect Charlie. They had to, like, She did like a line in Charlie's stomach and then stretch out the skin and then put the nails on the board so that the skin is stretched. And then there's a layer of muscles which she dissected and pull it again and pin it back. And then comes the organ where she closely take each organ out and cut it off. And you know what's the worst part? I realized that Charlie's a girl because we found an ovum. Charlie's a girl! Oh no! Charlie's a girl this whole time! I should start calling it Charlene instead. And then after that, we took the I had to take out the intestines, okay? And then I had to take this stupid sack out. And the worst part was I was not careful. And I burst the sack and there was shit everywhere. That thing squirted. It was everywhere. God, and it smells. And you know what's the worst part? We split open the frog. And then we saw the heart. And then the frog has 3 hearts. Wait, was it 3 hearts or 3 lungs? I forgot. But we took the heart. And the heart was beating. Like, really, really slowly. And then the moment I saw the heart beat, I was like, Charlie, rest in peace. And then the heartbeat started being a little slow. And then stopped beating. And Charlie was announced death. Death by the surgery table. I cried, by the way. I cried. I was so sad. I cried. I was like, and then my teacher's like, Remy, you're so weak. You need to have a stronger heart. This is just an experiment. Like, how would you feel if I dissected you? I would take your heart out. How old was I? I was a kid. I was a kid. It was probably, I'm 5 years old now. I was probably 2 years old when it happened. I was a baby when it happened. I was so sad. Actually, not a baby. It happened like 5 years ago. Wait, was it 5 years? No, not 5 years ago. I think it was like 3 years ago, actually. I think it was 3 years ago when it happened. The memory is still fresh in my mind. I don't know what it was. I think it was a science class. I forgot what it was. I can't even remember what it was, but it was science class. It was like a science, not really like a school thing. Not really a school thing, but it was some supplementary science lessons. Whatever. And then after that, yeah, I think it was in, like, kindergarten. Like, after kindergarten, you get, like, primary school. Something like that. I think it was in my second year or something. I don't remember. Because after that, I was homeschooled. But it was before I was homeschooled. And it was, like, crazy. I was crazy. I cried to Mr. Charlie. I'm Mrs. Charlie. And then after that, I have to see the other teens, Froggy, because there was a total of 5 Froggies in the science lab, and I had to see the other Froggy. And then the worst part of it was the little Froggy. They took out the heart, and then the frog woke up. Like, it woke up. Like, they didn't take out the heart, but the heart was open. The heart was open. And then they took out the heart, but the veins is still connected. What is that thing called? Aorta? Whatever. The brain was still there. And then the frog woke up, starts spasming, and then look to the side, and then spasm even more, and then died. Oh my god, you know what's the worst? The next class had mice instead of frogs. I cannot dissect the mice. It's like dissecting myself. I'm not gonna look. I did not see it. I did not look at it. I was done. I was done, and then I went home, and I couldn't eat dinner for 3 days. And I had nightmares for a whole week straight. And every dream was just Charlie's face. Oh my god. Till this day, I could never eat another frog. Never again. Till this day, whenever I see a frog, I'm like, Charlie, is that you? If I see a toad frog, it reminds me of Charlie. And then it reminds me of the bloody mess I made. Who is the hell are you? Oh, man. That was wild. Wild science class. Wild science class. And so good. Charlie will be remembered. It's fine. It's fine. Charlie will be remembered. Though they really shouldn't have let me bring Charlie home. They know I get attached really easily! They should not have done it! I have, like, attachment anxiety when I have to part ways with Charlie. Those 3 days feel like 3 years, and the 3 years feel like 3 years. Feel like I knew Charlie at birth. It felt like I knew Charlie since he was a tadpole, and he grew into a big frog. With Charlie. Charlie will be remembered. We will miss Charlie. He will be remembered. Oh well, that was a sad fact. That was a sad fact for Charlie. Charlie doesn't deserve this. Charlie doesn't deserve this. What woman attachment? I have attachment issues to living and non-living objects, okay? This is why I'm a hoarder, because I cannot say goodbye to stuff. What do you call it? Inanimate and non-inanimate objects. I'm just checking out on my treaty. I think it's fine. You mean you can't throw trash away? No, I can throw trash away. It's like, I don't know. It's like things that gives me a lot of memories. You should still have babies. Okay, listen. I have this pillow. Can you hear the pillow? I have this pillow that is with me since a birth. Okay? It's soft. It's like it's made out of cotton, but the cotton has like turned really tiny because like I've never washed it. You're not supposed to wash it, okay? It's like when I was born, I have this little pillow that my angel mom gave it to me. And then I have my Hodo plushie. My Hodo plushie that's with me since I was a kid. Since I was born. My little Hodo plushie is here. You can hear it. Yeah. And then I still have my baby pacifier somewhere. I don't need to wash it. You're not supposed to. It's called a cho-cho. It's called a cho-cho. Okay? It's called a cho-cho. You're not supposed to wash a cho-cho. Okay? It's where all my drool goes to. Whatever. No! I will never clean it. If I clean it, the smell's gonna be gone. It's not brown! It's not brown at all! It's not brown. What are you talking about? It's not brown. I change it. It has a little cover that I change every 5 years. The pillow has its own. It's nice. It smells really nice. Oh my god, it smells so good. I need it. If I don't have it, I can't sleep. I need my cho-cho. If I don't have it, I cannot absolutely sleep. It must smell like anime because, oh my god. Anime convention smells like shit. Like absolute shit. Especially when the ventilation was not good. It smells like it smells like garbage. Like horrible garbage. From Pete's Meet the Mommy, no, it smells good. Listen, it's called. I'm not nose blind. It's called. called a chocho for a reason. It has to smell like a baby. It's like a personal smell, you know? Personal smell. Well, you smell good, okay? Yeah. What's a Febreze commercial? I have Febreze. I Febreze a lot of my stuff. Because I don't want to wash it. So everyone has their own personal smell. Okay? It's called a chocho for that reason. Okay? Is that personal smell? Fabrice the lazy. Not lazy! It's not lazy! It's a personal smell! You have a plushie that you don't wash. Yeah! It's like if the smell is gone, then what's the point in living anymore? What's the point of living anymore when the smell is gone? It smells really good. Whatever. You'll never understand until you smell it, and then you'll understand. Yes. It's not yellow. Okay, it's not yellow. It has a pillow cover. It's not yellow. It has a pillow cover. And the pillow cover has dinosaurs all over it. It's not yellow. Yeah, what's the point of living when the smell's gone? What's the point? Yes, it has a pillowcase. I change the pillowcase every 5 years. Okay? It has two pillowcases and I alternate it. Every 5 years. Yes, every 5 years. It's not yellow. It can't get yellow. It's not yellow. The pillowcase is not yellow. I don't understand. None of my stuff is yellow. None of my pillows are yellow. I don't understand what you mean by yellow. None of them is yellow. It is yellow. It's not yellow. I'm not showing it to you. And the pillow. No. Oh, it's not yellow. It's not yellow. It's not. I don't even know how it looks like inside, actually. It's sewn. The pillow cover is sewn in the pillow. Like, the pillow cover is sewn. Yeah, it's like sewn, so I can't really see what's inside. It smells really good! What is that? No! It's not cup. No! It's the only thing my angel mother gave it to me. I'm not destroying it. Maybe you drool on your pillow every day. I'm confident your pillow is yellow. It's not yellow! I don't know, it doesn't smell. It smells like a baby. No, it's clean! You see, I drew on my pillow all the time. I drew on my pillow and the back pillow. But my back pillow is never yellow, so I don't get it. But babies smell like shit. Babies doesn't smell like shit. Babies smell good. Babies smell good. Do you know why babies smell good? Let me tell you a fun psychology fact about babies. Do you know that the reason newborn babies smell really good and milky is because babies come out of the placenta. And the placenta itself smells like the mother's fluid. So babies smell like their mother's fluid. Therefore, when you humans smell babies, it triggers your baby instinct. Where you go, mother's smell. That's why babies smell good. It's true! It's a real fact, okay? Everybody's a mom or boy. The reason why you like the... The reason why you like to smell, baby, is because it triggers your baby instinct. You go back to baby, you're like, mother. It reminds you of your time in her belly, in her placenta. That's why you like it. And that's why people love the smell of newborn babies. It only take them maybe like 3 weeks. And then the smell is gonna be a little not less milky, but in the beginning, the smell's gonna be really strong. Yeah, mommy juices. That's why baby. You can Google it. That's why babies smell good, cause it reminds you of your own mother. Wait! I'm just telling you real facts, okay? You're too manly to accept it. You're too manly to accept that you like mommy. Maybe that's why you're like mommy. Mother complex? I see now why. I just called you out. I don't need to know these facts on a Friday afternoon. Well, the more you know, the more you know. It's a world of it, Vern. I don't know big words. Whatever. All I know is that it's your mother's bodily fluids. That's like her. It's like her secretion or something. I don't know. It's like her bodily. Oh my god! It's like her bodily fluids. Bodily fluids. That makes baby smell good. Like they have the very milky smell. Milky smell. So, you know, Johnson's baby powder smells like babies. You should buy Johnson's baby powder so you can smell your mother's secretions. I don't mean I'm making it worse. I'm not making it worse. Next time you ever see a baby, okay, smell the baby. If you ever see one, smell the baby. Johnson and Johnson. What's Johnson and Johnson? Johnson and Johnson. Oh, it's Johnson's baby. Johnson baby. Let me sniff. No, it's not. Listen, it doesn't cause cancer. You only cause cancer when you put the powder on places where you're not supposed to put it. If you put it on places where you're not supposed to put it, then yeah, then that's it explains. I'm sorry to believe that women have a sniffing fetish. I do have a sniffing fetish! I do have a sniffing fetish! I thought I made that really clear that I love sniffing stuff. I love sniffing stuff. Smells. I like smelling stuff. Smells are very important to me. I have a very sensitive nose, so I can smell a lot of things. Smells equals imagination. And whenever I put a cologne on my body pillow, it feels like I'm sleeping with you. Like actually sleeping with you. The smell. It's the smell. It's the smell. Where are you not supposed? No, you're supposed to just put the powder on your arms, on your armpits, on your boobies. It's what she has. I do have like the tiny cologne, and I spray it every single day. Like I have the strong ones, and I have the not strong ones. Remy's living a life of imagination now. Hello, Emerald! Hello, Emerald Ruby. So, Sapphire Green and... Wait, is this Sapphire Green? Just like Pokemon. Soul Silver and... Something gold. Heart gold and soul silver. Heart gold and soul silver. Black and white. Sapphires are blue. Emerald green. Sapphire and emerald. Sapphire blue. Emerald green. Do you know, fun fact, that humans smell before they eat? It is a general fact that humans smell before they eat. And you smell as a dictator to how it tastes. So if you strip away a person's sense of smell, the food they taste is going to taste really bland or not that great. Because they now lost the sense of smell. See, smell matters. That's why you always gotta sniff, 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 sniff. Sniff, 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 sniff. Sniffity, sniffity, sniff. Like you ate a tomato with COVID, yeah! Can't taste the tomato because I lost my sense of smell and taste too. The sense of smell is very important. That's why I gotta take a whiff of something before I can eat them. Why is the guy smelling? Is he smelling game card? Is that a game card? Is that a game card? Is this a Nokia? Nokia. Is that a phone? But I have a dog nose. I don't have a dog nose, but I do remember scent very easily. I can still remember the scent of a Nintendo cartridge or a Game Boy cartridge. Smells like iron. Smells like iron and metal. Metal and iron taste. I mean, not taste. I mean, smell. I mean, smell. 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 You know that if you lick your Nintendo Switch game card, the cartridge, it tastes bitter because they added like bitter gourd extract so that kids doesn't lick it, but it doesn't prevent other people from licking it. Inside your car, he smells like fish. Sakana's been in your car. Let me please tell us you didn't lick a Switch cartridge. I did. It was really bitter. I mean, do you not look at something and wonder how it tastes like? That's me all the time. I like licking stuff. I just saw it and wondered how it might taste like, so I give it a lick. It was so bitter! So bitter! I have to scrub my tongue. It was so bitter. Yeah, no good. No good. I mean, I was expecting metal, but I got bitter instead. No good. Never again will I ever lick another cartridge. Never again. Well, I mean, lollipops are for licking, not cartridge. I mean, I like a lollipop too. I licked a slime the other day just to see how it tastes like. Blech, kind of tastes funny. It wants to prevent small children from eating it, but it's not! It just makes us more curious and wanting to lick and eat it. Like, you know, plastic tastes like plastic, and plastic has a certain smell. Metal tastes like metal, tastes like iron, and iron has a certain smell. And I like to remember all the smells. Slimy. Remy is why the advertising is non-toxic. Slimes. I like to my slimies. Lick the fly! I will never lick a fly. Wait. I will never eat a fly. Wait. No. Remy probably smells Sharpie. Oh yeah, I do. Sharpie smells like ethanol. Sharpie kind of smells like alcohol. You know, they say you can get high when you smell Sharpie. It just smells like petrol. Like gas. The smell of gas, you know? I like the smell of petrol. Like when I go to a petrol station, I love the smell of diesel. It has a certain smell. Kind of smell good. Gas kind of smells good. Has like diesel has like this certain smell. Whoa! They make markers with fruit smell. I need to buy those so I can smell them. Smell him, gotta smell him, oh, gotta smell him, oh. Kids don't like bitter taste. Also why they don't like vegetables. Yeah, I agree. What's a spirit solvent? Spirit solvent. Oh, it's the pain. Isn't that just acetone? Isn't that acetone? It's the... Whoa! Ew, I don't like licorice. Get licorice out of here. Raspberry, watermelon. Fun fact, do you know that it is impossible to keep the watermelon scent? Because the chemicals in the scent of a watermelon is very fragile and it doesn't last long. That's why they have to recreate. And that's why watermelon smells so artificial, because they're trying to recreate the smell of watermelon. Yeah, but in a chemical way. That's why you can never have an actual watermelon scent because the scent doesn't last long. Yeah, watermelon has a smell. I like the smell of cherries because cherries remind me of smell of cough medicine. Cough medicine is good. How long does it last? I'm pretty sure it doesn't last long. That's why they can't make like actual watermelon scented lotion, or that's why every watermelon scented thing smells like chemicals. Gotta make me sniff a watermelon. What's goated fruits? Why are cherries called goated fruits? Fruits are not goat. They don't go meh. You like the smell of cough medicine? I like to drink cough medicine. Whenever the doctor tells me to drink 10 ml of medicine, I like to do something called auguration, where I gulp a big gallon of cough medicine and call it 10 milliliters. But I have no idea how much 10 ml is. I just gulp in and estimate it myself. Goat, greatest of all time. Oh. I like cherries. I like cherries. Cherries. Why would you need a drop of cough medicine? Obviously you need a whole gulp of cough medicine for it to work. No, you don't need. You don't need a tiny little drop. You need a whole gulp. Cherries are not. I like maraschino cherries. Maraschino cherries because they taste like cough medicine. It tastes really good. Especially if you soak it in vodka, and then your vodka is gonna be a cough medicine. And cough medicine is white! It's delicious! Yes. Cough medicine are good. Okay, it's 3 a.m. I'm gonna go back to editing hell. It's 3 a.m. I'm gonna go back to editing hell, but no, cough medicine is not disgusting! It's not disgusting, it tastes good. I will not take lean. I heard lean is pretty bad for you, but I will not take lean. I will not sleep, I have to edit! Is your mic working? I need to test my mic, but here I am talking to you guys. See ya, Dwayne! I don't know, I'll have to plug it in to see if it works, but whatever. I'm gonna go back to editing. And then I'll see you later at, I'll see you later. I know I have a lot of backlogs that I have to edit, okay? I have a lot of backlogs that I have to edit. So I have to stay awake. I have to stay awake. Return to the edit dungeon. Pain. I will return to the edit dungeon. Okay. Mommy's gonna go to bed. Wait, not to bed. Mommy's not gonna. Oh my god. I have not been sleeping 8 hours. I've only been sleeping 3 hours in the past few days. My brain is. Whoa! After my exams, I will be able to sleep for 8 hours. Shut up, Freudian sleep! Freudian, oh my god, not that kid! I don't even know how that kid managed to go up when Miyazaki finishes his freaking speech as a guy. I go like, shout out to my Reformed Orthodox Rabbi Bill Clinton. Like, oh my god, like, what's that kid doing? And nobody noticed the kid was there. He was just literally at the back, waiting. He's like waiting for his turn. He's like practicing the thing in his head. He was like practicing the whole thing in his head. He's like, I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna get my 5 seconds of fame. And there we go. Bam! How did they even... That was crazy. How did they even let him... How did they not look at him and notice that he's there? And when, why did nobody stop him before he take the mic? Literally Assassin's Creed. Okay, woman's gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow for the ASMR. Okay. Love you. Now see you soon.